No, it doesn't work. Oh, I'm gonna have to figure something out. How do I do this? What makes that work with that? And then the caterer said the chicken's not going to be what I asked for. He wants to do salmon instead. Who wants salmon? Nobody likes salmon. Wait, is he allergic to salmon? Is that on the list? Oh, fuck. I don't know. Why is everything such a shit show? Fuck. Now what?
Holy shit! Oh my god, what are you doing here? Wow, what's it been? 2-3 years? It's my old boss. You don't know him. Are you on the phone with the caterer? Ask about the salmon thing, okay? Sorry, this wedding has turned into a complete fiasco. Talk? Yeah, kind of busy right now, if you couldn't tell. But let's catch up at the reception, okay? Alone. Is something wrong? You know what? Actually, I could use a break. I need a break. All of you get the fuck out. No, I'm not kidding. I'll meet you downstairs. Till then, leave me the fuck alone. Anything else comes up, bring it to my useless fiancé and tell Shelby to switch with Katie. Sorry about that. Come on in if you want to talk. Look, before we get into whatever you want to talk about, can you just... I need you to talk me down. You were always good at that. I don't know. How did you always calm me down before? I just remember whenever I was stressed, talking to you would chill me out, so... Do your thing. Work your magic. Listened? Let me vent. Really? No, you're right. I guess I don't really have anyone to talk to. Not about this. What makes you think that would even help? Oh, like you know me so well. I mean, we haven't seen each other in years. Fine, but there's not really a lot to say. Like, I know getting married is supposed to be stressful, and this wedding is... no exception. I mean, what a complete fucking nightmare. And everybody gets cold feet, right? A little bit? But it's like, does every single thing that goes wrong have to feel like a sign from the universe? Like the caterers with the salmon. I mean, the level of sheer incompetence. And of course, everybody's got some kind of dietary restriction, but do they call the caterer or the wedding planner? No. Of course not. I get the text, or a call, or a rambling email about gluten or dairy or tree nut allergies and does this dish contain egg whites. Like, you can't Google the fucking recipe, Susan. And my bridesmaids are in open mutiny. They're supposed to be my friends. My, you know, support system. But suddenly, nobody wants to walk down the aisle with my fiancé's creepy fucking incel brother, and that's not even the real problem. The problem is public proposals are fucking bullshit. It's like coercion, or duress, or something. I mean, you're basically being proposed to at gunpoint, except the gun is loaded with guilt and expectation and obligation. Like, he's got the ring in your face and you look around and at a whole restaurant full of strangers just staring at you and you blink and it's your whole family at your engagement party. Then you turn around and it's all your friends at your bridal shower. And who's your maid of honor? Strawberry champagne cake or red velvet? And of course, you have to pick out the exact perfect dress or all of civilization might collapse. And you're inundated with a deluge of unending decisions, so you don't ever have time to question if the first one, the one that started all of this, was even the right choice to begin with. And now, it's too late because his fucking grandmother flew in from fucking Belgium.
Thanks. I'm sorry, I'm getting mascara all over your shirt. And this is supposed to be waterproof makeup. See, I told you there wasn't much to say. No, thanks, I'm okay. Everyone cries on their wedding day, right? You were right.
I needed to vent. I'll be fine. Hey, you know what would be really great? A cigarette. You got one for me? What? You? Since when? Wow. Good for you. Me? No, not for years now. The last one I had was a post-coital smoke with you, actually. Yeah, deciding to only smoke after sex was a pretty big brain move. I'd either cut way back on cigarettes or have way more sex. Win-win, right? Oh, right. You wanted to talk about something. Sorry, I kind of hijacked the convo there. What's on your mind? Oh, come on, spill it. Don't get shy on me now. After I just completely embarrassed myself. You wanted to talk, so talk. What's this? Well, it looks like a greeting card envelope. But you could have just put it with the other wedding gifts, so... Alright, I'm looking closer. It's an open envelope with your name on it? Is that supposed to mean something? Wait. That's my handwriting. I recognize this. It's the birthday card I gave you. Oh my god, I had no idea what to buy you, so I... You've got to be fucking kidding me, right? You can't be serious. No, I'm not gonna open it. I know what it says. I wrote the damn thing. Oh my god, you're actually serious. It's my wedding day. Are you out of your fucking mind? I cannot believe you actually thought you would just waltz in here with this and... Oh my god, fine. I'll read it. Not like it makes a fucking difference. This is so not happening. Yeah, I know which part. To the world's greatest boss, blah, blah, blah. Happy birthday, yada, yada. In observance of the most sacred and time-honored tradition of the B-Day BJ, this coupon is redeemable to me by you anytime, anywhere, for one blowjob. No questions asked, no expiry date. And you held on to this for like 3 years so you could come here and do this? And I'm supposed to what? Drop to my knees 2 hours before my wedding and blow you in my wedding dress? Unfucking believable. I mean, I'll be the first to admit I did some crazy, filthy, slutty things with you, but this? I am not that person anymore. A lot's changed. I finished my degree, I was recruited for a job out of school, and if we were at the same firm, by the way, I'd be your boss. I have a house, a stock portfolio, and a fucking fiancé. I'm not the naive college intern anymore, itching to have a tawdry office affair with her boss. I mean, I look back on those times and I cannot believe how stupid and irresponsible I was. Risking my career, my reputation, actually getting off on the thrill of it. The sneaking around. Fuck, I was such an idiot. Of course, I remember the Christmas party against that flimsy door. The whole office just on the other side, not being able to make a sound when all I wanted to do was scream my head off. Still might be the hardest I've ever come. I know what you're doing, by the way. You think if you can get me talking about old times and thinking about your your cock... that I'll get all horny and change my mind. No, I do not miss it. Never. Well, I mean, sometimes. It's different with him. I'm not going to answer that. Why do you guys always ask that? No, that doesn't mean you're bigger. It means I won't answer that. That's not even what I'm talking about when I say it's different. Sex just isn't all that important to him, to us. I mean, we do it, of course. It's just not a huge focus. With you and me, that's literally all we had. It wasn't a partnership like I have with him. It was just raw physical lust. There was nothing real to it, just fire and passion, desire and urgent, primal. Give me that card. Well, that's what people do when they redeem a ticket, right? God, I've missed the taste of your cock. I'm still such a whore for you. Only your cock can do this to me. Make me do something this slutty. Are you gonna come to the ceremony? Watch me walk down the aisle with your cum in my stomach. Watch me marry someone else, knowing you can still turn me into a filthy little slut whenever you want. Are you gonna remember my voice moaning into your cock as you hear me recite my vows? Picture me kneeling in front of you in the same dress when I say I do. Are you gonna come to the reception too? Congratulate my new husband on such a beautiful blushing bride. You'll know exactly why I'm blushing. What are you going to talk about when you meet my parents? How proud they must be of their precious little princess. Isn't that what you like to call me? Mm. Do you think they'd be proud of how deep I can swallow your cock? How I can make it completely disappear all the way down my throat? Do I look like a princess in my wedding dress? Do I look so pretty with my lips wrapped around you? Are you gonna congratulate my father? Shake his hand and smile while remembering all the times I called you daddy. You're really throbbing now. I forgot how much you love when I call you that. You're still my daddy, right? You remember how many times I moaned, "Fuck me, daddy," as you pounded my tight little pussy. Or screamed, "Yes, daddy," as you spanked my ass raw and pulled my hair. Or begged, "Please, daddy, for you to come in my mouth." You're so close, I can feel it. You still like me begging, don't you? Please give me your cum, daddy. I want it so bad. Feed it to me. I want to spend the whole day with your dirty little secret inside me. In front of all those people. Only you and I will know how you claimed me. How you made me your good little slut. Please come for me, daddy. That's it. Give it to me. I don't want it. I want all of your cum. Thank you, Daddy. I forgot how much I love the taste of your cum. Help me up. Thanks. The what? Oh, come on. That was some fun, dirty talk. But I think we both know I'm not getting married today. I just sucked off another man in my wedding dress. I'm obviously not ready for this. No. You didn't do anything. It's about me and him. This just shone a light on everything I've been ignoring. Let me finally hear those alarm bells I've been dismissing, you know? I've just been so caught up in people's expectations of me. I do love him. It's not that. It's nothing I can put into words. Just a million tiny little symptomatic things that all add up to one giant inescapable truth. He doesn't understand me. He doesn't see me. Who I am. He's not the one. Look, thanks for listening, but I gotta go face the music. All I want to do is leave a note and disappear, but that's so cowardly. Oh, don't tempt me. This is going to be hard enough. How do I even do this? I mean, really? That's sweet of you to offer, but you don't have to. You've done enough. I mean, if you hadn't shown up, I might not have realized what a mistake I was making before going through with it. You mean that? Yeah. Okay. That could be good, actually. Are you sure? It might be really late. Or I might be showing up in an hour. Who knows how this is gonna go? Are you still at the same house? Yeah, I remember the way. Thank you. You have no idea. I mean, I'm about to nuke my entire life. Just... Everyone I know, everyone I'm close to is gonna hate me. You don't understand what a bitch I've been lately. Not to mention, I'll be having a pretty shitty day myself, so yeah, I'm definitely gonna need that. Somewhere to go. Someone who understands. Hey. Thanks. I'm glad you came. Okay. I'll see you there.